with other business. Our first item of other business is subdivision 2020-18, Ironwood, formerly known as Seaway at Sycamore Chase. Request to amend conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to amend the conditions of approval for the final subdivision plan approval for the Ironwood subdivision, as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. Specifically, the applicant is requesting to amend condition B of the original conditions of approval, which states, Witches Lane shall interconnect with Witches Lane in the existing Woodland subdivision. Developer shall install a speed bump system along Witches Lane, including a speed bump at the point near the common boundary with the Woodlands. The developer shall install no through street signs at the entrance to the subdivision. The location of the speed bumps and the no through street signs shall be shown on the final site plan. And condition G of the original conditions of approval, which states, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on the entire north side of Witches Lane and along the entire southwestern and southern side of the other unnamed subdivision street. The applicant has submitted a written request which explains the street names have changed. Yeah. This previously approved AR1 standard subdivision contains 33 single-family lots on 16.52 acres and is located on the east side of Bayard Road, Sussex County Road 384. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 19.00, Parcel 23.00. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
Any discussion on this?
This one's just as simple as the road names changed. Yeah. Substance hasn't changed, right? It's just the road names. That's what I thought.
Yep. Everybody good?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the request to amend conditions of approval for 2020-18 Ironwood, formerly known as Seaway at Sycamore Chase.
I second it.
Moved and seconded to grant the request to amend conditions of approval for subdivision 2020-18 Ironwood, formerly known as Seaway at Sycamore Chase. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-10, Walton Commercial Properties, formerly known as Lessard Builders LLC, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 10,000 square foot, three-story condominium building housing six multifamily condo units, stormwater management, green space, associated parking, a proposed privacy fence, and other site improvements. Staff note that the site was a subject of a previous conditional use application, conditional use number 2349, filed on behalf of Lessard Builders, LLC, to allow for six multifamily condo units to be both constructed and located within a medium density residential district, subject to 12 conditions. Sussex County Council approved the conditional use application at their meeting of Tuesday, June 27th, 2023, and the change was adopted through ordinance 2934. The entirety of the subject property is located within an excellent groundwater recharge area, and the plans shall therefore be subject to the requirements of Chapter 89, Source Water Protection, Section 7 of the Code. Pardon. The property is located on the southeast side of Old Orchard Road, Route 5, approximately 300 feet east of River Road, Sussex County 213, and comprised of a total of 0.84 acres. Preliminary plan compiled by the Sussex County... preliminary site plan complied with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is MR, Medium Density Residential District. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 35.09, Parcel 6.00. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay. Any discussion on this? Mr. Chair, with regards to S2410 Walton Commercial Properties, formerly known as Lessard Builders LLC, I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to grant the preliminary approval for the site plan S2410 Walton Commercial Properties, formerly known as Lessard Builders LLC, with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2020-18, Ironwood, formerly known as Seaway at Sycamore Chase, preliminary and final amenities plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for Ironwood, a coastal area cluster subdivision consisting of 33 single-family homes, private roads, stormwater management, and open space. The final subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, July 23rd, 2022. Specifically, the proposal is for the establishment of an 800-square-foot in-ground pool, a 160-foot pool house, playground area, and other site improvements. Property is located on the east side of Hornbeam Drive within the existing and previously approved Ironwood subdivision. The preliminary and final amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is District 134, map 19.00, parcel 23.00. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this proposal is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the preliminary and final amenities plan for 2020-18 Ironwood, formerly known as Seaway at Sycamore Chase.
I second it.
Moved and seconded to grant preliminary and final approval to the amenities plan for subdivision 2020-18 Ironwood, formerly known as Seaway at Sycamore Chase. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2004-38, preliminary and final amenities plan.
This is a preliminary and final amenities plan for Weatherby, a cluster subdivision consisting of 126 single-family homes, private roads, stormwater management, and open space. The revised final subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. Specifically, the proposal is for the establishment of a 360-square-foot pool house and bathrooms, 600-square-foot in-ground pool, and 6,080-square-foot pool deck area, a covered picnic area, two pickleball courts, and other site improvements. The property is located on the south side of Michael Eisler Avenue within the existing and previously approved Weatherby subdivision. The preliminary and final amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is District 134, map 19, parcel 23.00. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this proposal is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chair, with regards to 2004-38 Weatherby, I make a motion to approve the preliminary and final amenities plan.
Second.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to grant preliminary and final approval to the amenities plan for subdivision 2004-38 Weatherby. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-19 West Fenwick Plaza, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 4,100 square foot building for use as a bank and a restaurant and other site improvements. The property is located on the north side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, and the west side of West Fenwick Boulevard. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is B1 Neighborhood Business District. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 80.07. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
I think we need to discuss this one a bit because it has the loading dock in the front setback, and I know that's usually an issue. And I noticed in the letter that was provided with the information, I'm ad-libbing, but it basically is stating that, well, we don't have enough space to put the loading dock and this parking that's required. That comment we always make about the 10 pounds
of potatoes in a 5 pound bag.
Right. Yeah.
But any other comments on the bless you?
I don't understand why the loading dock couldn't be on the side.
Looks like there's enough room there.
Yeah.
31 feet,
mm-hmm, yeah.
On the east side. Do you guys have any comments on any of it?
Yeah, loading docks and definitely in offset very, very greatly.
Yeah, I agree.
When you bring a truck in with the parking, it's going to be of a tight squeeze. unless it's after hours deliveries.
Well, if it's a bank and a restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, the restaurant would be the.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can do, Mr. Chairman, is if rather than the commission take action on the site plan today, we can take these comments back to the applicant.
Okay. All right, so just make a motion to table, to defer.
Do we need a motion? No.
I don't think you need a motion, just don't take any action.
Okay, moving on.
Good job, Holly.
I get it. Okay, our next item is site plan 24-32, River Road Industrial Park, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of four 2,500 square foot buildings for self-storage use and other site improvements. The property is located on the northwest side of River Road, Sussex County Road 490. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Zoning is LI1, Light Industrial District. The tax parcels are District 132, Map 1, Parcel 2. As of today, staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Does anybody have any questions on this? What was that? I'm sorry. Everybody good?
Good.
I'd like to move to approve S-2432 River Road Industrial Park preliminary, and they're asking for final too. Is that correct?
Yes.
And final, I guess, upon all staff and agency approvals.
A second.
We have them.
Yeah, we already have. Yeah, so okay, just a preliminary and final, like you said. So
yep.
We're good.
So I move to approve.
A second.
Moved and seconded to grant preliminary and final site plan approval to site plan 24-32 River Road Industrial Park.
Yeah.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, let the record show the motion carried 4-0 and that the chairman abstained from voting. Our next item is lands of Clyde Betts and Son Incorporated, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot A consists of 1.0 acres more or less, and the residual lands shall consist of 134.856 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the southeast side of Broadkill Road, Route 16. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 15, Parcel 26. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Anyone have questions?
Mm-mm, thank you.
Good. Great. So regarding the lands of Clyde Betts and Son Incorporated, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final approval by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Clyde Betts and Sons Incorporated with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Owensby Associates LLC, a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of two lots plus residual lands with access off a proposed 40-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one consists of 1.645 acres more or less. Proposed lot two consists of 1.011 acres more or less, and the residual lands shall consist of 28.495 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Hickman Road, Route 16. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 530, Map 3, Parcel 18. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to approve the lands of Owensby Associates, LLC, Gary Mansory, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement.
The move to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a 40-foot proposed 40-foot easement for the lands of Owens B. Associates LLC.
Is that subject to staff approval?
Yeah, subject to staff and all agency approvals.
Final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is lands of Shortly Pines West Trust, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of 5 lots plus the residual lands. Proposal Lot A will consist of 1.18 acres, more or less, and will front on Shortly Road, Sussex County Road 431. Proposed Lot B will consist of 1.38 acres, more or less. Proposed Lot C will consist of 1.29 acres, more or less. Proposed Lot D will consist of 1.21 acres, more or less. And proposed Lot E will consist of 1.1 acres, more or less. And the residual lands shall consist of 20.98 acres, more or less. Lots B, C, D, and E and the residual lands shall be accessed by a proposed 30-foot ingress, egress, access easement on the parcel. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the east side of Shortly Road, Sussex County Road 431. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 9, Parcel 9.15. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve a minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Shorty Pines West Trust with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second it.
The move is seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Shortly Pines West Trust with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Anne Marie Workman, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 25-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of 1 lot plus residual lands with access off a proposed 25-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed Lot 1 consists of 1.553 acres more or less, and the residual lands shall consist of 49.497 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the west side of Pepper Box Road, Sussex County Road 66. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 15, Parcel 27. Zoning is GR, General Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chairman, I'll take this one at the request of Mr. Butler.
Okay.
So regarding the lands of Anne Marie Workman, I move that the commission approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 25-foot easement with final approval by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We move and second to approve a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 25-foot easement for lands of Anne Marie Workman with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Not voting.
Carried, and let the record show that motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Butler not voting. Our next item is subdivision 2019-24, Stratus Estates, formerly known as Cool Spring Meadows, time extension request.
On April 12th, 2024, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a 6-month time extension request for the Stratus Estates subdivision, a cluster subdivision to consist of 226 lots, open space, stormwater management, private roads, and related improvements. Preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, April 22nd, 2021. Specifically, this time extension request is being made pursuant to Section 99-40 of the Sussex County Code. In accordance with the requirements of this section of the code, an explanatory memo, schedule, and plan of completed steps and the reasons in support of the applicant's request for time extension have been provided. Letter notes that the required topographical changes in the plans and the acquisition of the original engineering firm spearheading the project resulted in a staff turnover leading to delays that were out of the applicant's immediate control. Property is located on the north and south sides of Stockley Road, Sussex County Road 280, approximately 0.65 miles southeast of Forest Road, Sussex County Road 292, Tax parcel is District 234, map 5.00, parcel 30.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District.
I think we need to chat about this one, too.
Yeah. First of all, how far off are they from expiration? We don't do anything. When does their time run out?
If I'm not mistaken, it's a 5-year on. It's in
the preliminary approval was April 22nd of 2021, and preliminary remains valid for 3 years, but it's 5 years from the date of the final plan. So they're requesting a 6-month time extension. Specifically, the request is for an additional 6 months to obtain final approval of the preliminary plan granted on April 22nd. So they have 3 years from April 22nd. So they are right up against the 3 years, is the answer.
So they have 3 years from now?
No, they're right up against the 3 years.
Oh, they're right up against
Correct. Okay. So, okay. But then if final is granted, then final is valid for 5.
Okay, all right.
I noticed in the paperwork that the NOI permit was issued on March 26, 2025. That's what the Morris James letter says. So I'm wondering about the rest of the timelines. That doesn't make sense to me either.
Yeah, I was going to say, I kind of like that. That's for a fairly critical date.
And that was taken from the applicant, so let's look on the screen.
Right.
So
yeah. It does say reading from their letter. So. Table it?
Table it if you want.
Okay. Yeah. Can we get clarification on the timeline and the documentation on?
Well, there may be somebody here that could shed a light on this one particular question. Mr. Hutt, I want to remind everyone that this is not a public hearing. We are simply going to ask Mr. Hutt one question and allow him to answer it in order to expedite this. Otherwise, we'll have to put it back on agenda another time. If we can't act on it. So, Mr. Hutt, you want to enlighten us?
And before you enlighten us, if you could turn on the microphone,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Thanks.
There you go.
You would enlighten the microphone.
Right.
I believe that Ms. Wingate's question is regarding
the NOI is happening in 2025 right now.
That's clearly a typographical error on my part. It should be 2020. It was just issued on March 26th.
This year.
2024, yes.
Okay.
Correct. All right, very good.
And so we're 3 years, we're on the third. Give me that timeline again. When's it going to expire?
Preliminary is valid for 3, and then if final is granted, then that is valid for 5.
So we're really working on the 3 years right now because the final hasn't been granted, right?
Correct.
Okay, so.
On the date that is critical on this is that the preliminary approval was April 22, 2021.
Right.
So it's 3 years from that date. So really, we're outside of that right now.
But the application was made before the date.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm not suggesting that, but more just the time frame we're living in right now.
Okay. All right.
So if we grant the time extension, then it will put it out until?
6 more months.
Six more months. Okay.
I'm good with that.
Everybody good with that?
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to.
I was just going to comment. I don't mean to interrupt you, Commissioner Wingate, but just for the benefit of Mr. Lowry, they say Stokely here, not Stockley. I just thought it might be worth noting that it is said that way, and you pronounced it how it looks, but it's like Frederica versus Frederica.
Thank you, Mr. Hutt.
That's true. Yeah, we know it's Stokely. Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to 2019-24 Stratus Estates, formerly known as Cool Spring Meadows, I make a motion to approve the time extension request.
I second.
Moved and seconded to grant the 6-month time extension for subdivision 2019-24 Stratus Estates, formerly known as Cool Spring Meadows. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And our next item is subdivision 2020-15, the estuary at Oyster Rock, time extension request.
On April 1st, 2024, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a 6-month time extension request for the estuary at Oyster Rock subdivision, a standard subdivision to consist of 21 lots, open space, stormwater management, private roads, and related improvements. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, May 13th, 2021. Specifically, this time extension request is being made pursuant to code section 99-40 of the Sussex County Code. In accordance with the requirements of this section of code, the explanatory memo, schedule, and plan of completed steps and reasons in support of the applicant's request for an time extension have been provided. Letter notes of the applicant's unexpected passing, significant medical issues impacting the applicant's key stakeholders, and required regulatory approvals led to delays that were out of the applicant's immediate control. Property is located on the north side of Sandbar Court within the existing Oyster Rock subdivision, and access from the northwest side of Oyster Rocks Road, approximately 0.61 mile northeast of Coastal Highway, Route 1. Tax parcel is District 235, map 16.00, parcel 45.01, and zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
Anyone have questions about this one?
Not by the passing.
Yeah.
I would just add that Mr. Vincent, he appeared before us on several occasions, and sometimes in favor of applications, sometimes in opposition to applications that were in that area, and he was frankly, I think, a brilliant individual. Very articulate, and so I understand that he would have been the one who knew all about this application at the time he passed away, you know, so I can see that there would be justification for some, you know, time to get back up to speed based upon his passing.
Sure. So. Totally
good
agree.
Stuff, yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant the extension request for 2020-15, the estuary at Oyster Rock.
A second.
The move and second to grant the time extension request for subdivision 2020-15, the estuary at Oyster Rock. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right.